This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 5:36. You are with Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition. Sean Tanis joins us in the studio for the market wrap. Now, Bank Negara released Malaysia's latest GDP growth numbers today, and it covers the final quarter of 2019, meaning we should know how we did for the whole year too. Analyst expectations for Q4 growth is 4.2%, but I don't think we've quite hit that, right?
Right. We didn't reach the target, and also the fourth quarter GDP growth for last year slowed even more compared to the previous quarter. So Q4 came in at 3.6%, slower than the 4.4% growth number in the previous quarter. In fact, the 3.6% is also the slowest since 2009. And the reasons behind this is mainly supply disruptions, and this was a quarter which saw a sharp contraction in oil palm production, which was basically expanding the previous two quarters, and then suddenly it just declined. For the full year, the government's target was 4.7%, and then the actual figure came in at 4.3%, which is the weakest since the global financial crisis in 2007-2008. And it's also interesting how supply disruptions making quite a big impact on how our growth numbers came out this time. And here's Governor Datuk Noor Samsiah Yunus explaining what could have been.
It's related to drought in the first quarter of last year that has also resulted in fertilizer cutbacks. So it's related to weather, and then the impact it has on yields. Had we not suffered the supply disruption, our growth, instead of 3.6, it would be 4.3. And for the whole year, it can be about 4.7.
That's a big difference. So Governor Noor Samsiah also talked about the central bank's projections for this year. And I wonder how much the coronavirus outbreak is going to play into that forecast.
Actually, it was a crucial part of her presentation today, and a lot of Q&A delved into this today. Everyone wanted to know about the government stimulus package and BNM's thoughts on it and how the outbreak might impact the economic growth. So the answer, however, is that nobody knows right now. There's no clarity. No one knows what's going to happen with the disease, or so how we can contain it. So as for the outlook for 2020, this is the governor's explanation about what will support growth and what headwinds we can expect.
The Malaysian economy in 2020 will be underpinned by continued private sector spending, supported by stable labour market conditions and a gradual improvement in investment activities. Secondly, resumption of large transportation projects such as MRT2, Panbonio, LRT3, the Gemas JB Double Track and ECRL are all expected to contribute around 1 percentage point to growth, and also modest improvement in global trade. Nonetheless, a key downside risk is the prolonged outbreak of the coronavirus, a re-escalation of trade disputes, and domestically, supply disruptions in the commodities sector remain a risk.
That was Bank Negara Governor Datuk Noor Samsiah Yunus. And I guess we'll find out more in just over a month's time, on March 25th, when BNM presents the full report for 2019. Right. And on that note, about her mention of infrastructure projects supporting Malaysia's economy this year, how are firms like Gamuda and MRCB doing on Bursa today?
Yeah, so Gamuda is basically involved in the MRT2 project, which is currently about 70% complete. Major works are expected to be completed in 2022, and by 2023, the MRT2 project is expected to become fully operational. And then there's also MRCB, which is involved in LRT3 project, and they aim to complete more than 40% of the project by the end of this year. And at close today, Gamuda was up 3 sen at 3 ringgit and 94 sen, while MRCB was half sen higher at 65 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.